If you want to look good and not be bummy, yo, you better give me that money.
Good afternoon, gamblers. This is Good Better Bets, a podcast for degenerates by degenerates. I am Tony DeGilio, joined by Gump Cathcart, a.k.a. Gumpy, a.k.a. our Canadian friend. Also joined by Boston Connor. We are brought to you by FanDuel, FanDuel.com/McAfee, the number one sports betting site on the entire internet.
Yep.
You will not find anywhere better, I promise you, FanDuel.com/McAfee. And for those of you who have been fucking chirping, we were very busy last week, so get off my fucking back, all right?
Let them know, Tony. If you don't, who will?
Listen, I mean, there's a lot going on. There's just a lot going on around here. And you know what? Sometimes GBB
takes a back seat.
Sometimes things happen. That doesn't stop us from tweeting out our picks.
Yep. Animal plays every day.
At Good or Better Bets on Twitter. Just give us a follow there, and you'll know exactly what we were going to say on an episode. Also on Instagram, at good.better.bets. We're there, too.
We'll let you know. And the Action Network.
Find every single one of the plays. myaction.app/digs/bubblegumpino/Boston Connor.
And I've been pretty terrible at putting my picks in, but that's probably because they suck anyway.
You're absolutely fucking worst, dude. I mean, Gumpy puts in 60 on a Saturday.
Lost. Oh, man.
Would you go this Saturday?
Monday's my turnaround day. Monday things usually turn around. I need it.
So we've talked about this before. Like, gambling is hard.
It's difficult.
You're going to hit cold streaks. And Gump, you were hot for a long, long time. You just have to trust your process. And that's a cliche, but literally trust your process, because you're going to be hot. And then there's going to be your week or so where you are not hot and you are fighting for 500.
Yeah, and sometimes...
But I'm not gonna shy away from it. I'm betting every game tonight.
Yeah, you have
every single game?
Every Friday, I'm up till like 1 or 2 in the morning. Like, these picks are willy-nilly. Like,
No, I know.
When I pick 40 games, I mean it. Like, I like these games.
Like, last weekend, there was, 137 games or something like that? So... I started on Thursday. There were no lines out. Then you go into Friday. There's no lines out. And then Saturday, you have to look at, based off what you looked on Friday and Saturday, and go back to see if the line makes sense. You know, it's a fucking process to put out these picks, Gumpy.
It is.
It's not for the faint of heart.
A West Coast advantage for me. I'm 3 hours behind.
Oh, yeah. You really are a cocky sucker, aren't you? So you're a little bit cold right now. That's fine. We're gonna come out of that. I was on a hot streak like you. I think I'm coming out of a cold streak. I'm finally turning the bend. Won a gambling competition on Saturday.
Good job, Tony.
6-3-1 in the competition out of 10 games. Everyone and their mom was dogging me for starting 0-2-1.
They said it was over.
I mean,
a lot of people said it was done.
I mean, 10 games, a lot of games, boys. Let's just wait till the end. I think I hit 6 in a row to finish it, Gumpy, and a little 16 parlay. So everyone go fuck themselves.
Bingo.
Hey, you got to ride the wave on Saturday. You can't get too high or too low on Saturday. Well, I mean,
it's 140 games.
I started 5-0.
Oh, that a boy.
And I ended up 21-22, I think. I mean,
not terrible.
that's a tough day when you go, or it's not tough, but like picking 40 games and then going 500 is just so satisfactory.
Oh, yeah. Like when I started 5-0, I was close to just,
it's not a word, is it?
Canceling everything. I'm done. That's it. That's a day. I'm good.
Dissatisfactory.
There it is. Disfactory was close, though. That would be a disfactory day.
Fuck the status. Okay. I don't need that in my life. All right. As always, we have leans, we have winners, and then we got the animal plays of the day.
Mm-hmm. I have a question for you guys. Yeah. Gun to your head here.
Okay.
Oh, Jesus.
Usually do have
this is a futures bet.
Okay.
If you had to pick right now, who would be your team for March Madness?
I mean, you could have said this to us before the show so that we were just
prepared. I haven't thought about it either. That's why it's just gun to your head. You know, whatever comes to mind. I'm sure we'll break it down more closer to playoff.
Gun to my head.
They weren't.
I don't know. I can tell you the team I'm rooting for, the team I want to win.
Okay, who are you rooting for?
I'm all in on the Dayton Flyers. I'm all in on Dayton. I want Dayton to win.
I need
all
to watch
bad.
More Dayton. I watched the entire Gonzaga game on Saturday night.
Yeah.
Because I had the over, and I think they're like 24-6 to the over or something like that. Mm. If those records match up or not, I'm not sure. I love Gonzaga's offense, man. They're fucking, the movement in that offense is going to be tough to beat in the tournament. The favorite is Kansas. After that, I mean,
I never
Baylor's fallen off a fucking cliff
after
they lost to Kansas. What was that? 2 weekends ago. Kentucky.
Yeah, they lost again this weekend.
Did Kentucky pull out a win against Auburn?
TCU, yeah.
I've been watching a lot of Kentucky, and I'm on them. I feel like they can grind out wins.
Maryland's up there at plus 1,800. Michigan State's plus 2,000. Like, that was an ass beating this weekend. Mm-hmm. Michigan State, I mean, has been not Michigan State all season long, but they were what? Were they preseason number one?
One or two, yeah. They were
so
right up there.
You know they have the talent to possibly do it.
They seem to get hot at the right time.
I don't remember a year like this where there's just not a prohibitive favorite or even close to one.
There have been so many upsets that it'd be impossible for there to be a favorite because every team is
Ohio State is back from the dead, too. They shut the lights out yesterday against Michigan.
Yeah, it's anyone's game.
Duke's plus 1,400, so they have the fourth best odds. Is anyone touching that Duke game tonight?
I'm not.
Okay, yeah, so Duke plays NC State. NC State beat him by, what, 20 last time they played? And Duke's minus 12.5. None of us are taking it because 12.5, I think, is a big line. But Duke in a revenge spot after getting beat by NC State by an embarrassed on NC State's court. And then tonight, I wanted to take Duke, but 12.5 is just too much.
I'm gonna take Texas Tech. I know it. The point, I love that many points, I'm going to take it.
For
I
what?
Have to.
Texas Tech for what?
Plus 13.
Oh, you mean NC State?
NC State, sorry.
Yeah, yeah. You're on. Texas Tech does play tonight, right?
Yeah, they're at Baylor.
There's some points there, too. All right, let's get to our leans.
Baylor, I like.
Let's get to our leans. You like Baylor?
Oh, well, just hearing it. Yeah, just hearing it makes me want to bet Baylor. Yeah, I probably will.
All right, I'm going to go first for your lean.
Here you go, Tony.
I have NC Central minus 5 at home versus Bethune-Cookman. Why is that? Why are you laughing there, Connor?
Because Bethune-Cookman should not be a school, but it is.
I love this game.
I think they play Florida State in football every single
year. Oh, yeah,
year.
No, I've heard of
fucking trounce.
I've heard of
it. Here's why. NC Central is 8-2 straight up in their last 10. They're 10-0 straight up at home. They're 7-0 ATS at home. Bethune-Cookman is 6-12 away straight up and 7-10 ATS away. I mean, it was just hard to go against NC Central, 10-0 at home straight up and 7-0 at home ATS. So I'm going with the lean there. The reason why it's only a lean is, you know, Bethune-Cookman doesn't match up terribly.
Exactly.
The Eagles are going to fly tonight.
Is that NC Central?
Yeah, I love the Eagles here.
Did you just give – I think you might have just tipped your cap to – if you already know what their mascot is, I think you might have fucking tipped your cap. All right, give me a lean, Gumpy.
I have a lean towards Weber State minus 6 against Idaho State. Okay. Idaho State's lost their last 10. They're 2-11 straight up on the road. Weber State is 8-5 straight up at home, and they're 7-6 against the spread at home. So I like them minus 6.
Idaho State's lost their last 10?
Yeah.
Jeez.
That's not good.
Talk about a dump.
Connor, what'd you lean?
I like this spread, even though it's pretty high. Rockets minus 10 at New York Knicks. The only reason it's a lean is because it is a strip club city.
You go with poopy pads.
It is a strip club city, and Jimmy Harden doesn't play well in the strip club cities.
He doesn't.
But I am going with poopy pants. The Rockets are just very good, and I said this to
Westbrook's on a tear right
on
now.
An
hey, stop shooting
tear.
Threes.
I said this to
Gumpy,
too.
He's playing in the post, man. It's insane.
If the Rockets put something together, D'Antoni should be coach of the year, I think. But with that being said, I'm leaning Rockets minus 10.
Here's why I'm not taking the Rockets. Strictly because of this. I saw yesterday James Harden tweeted on my way to New York City with a video of him swiping like the New York City like subway card or something like that. And I was like, I mean, Jimmy just let all of his fucking thirst traps know that he's coming to the city. Yeah. There is no way he slept at all last night.
I know.
I mean,
after
I don't think that they
Boston.
Got so many guys playing well. Like, Covington's shooting the lights out. Like, Rockets are playing good ball, man. I watched that game against the Celtics the other night.
That was a tough one. That's why I'm only leaning Rockets because I did see the thirst trap as well.
Thirst trap.
And, you know, 10 points is a lot, but, yeah, I'm probably going to take
those are one of those things you can't find in the stats. You got to know that Jimmy Harden, strip club city, not always the best.
Exactly.
All right, my second lean, let me find it here. Oh, there it is. Arkansas Pine Bluff and Jackson State under 120.
Pine Bluff?
Last time they played, they went under by 31 points. They only scored 94.
Jeez.
These two teams combined for 94 points. Jackson State is 5-3 to the under at home. Arkansas Pine Bluff is 15-4 to the under away. It's a lean because 120 is it's just a low number.
So low.
It's low and yeah. It scares me.
We've
so
seen that number before.
Fuck off, dude. Fuck off. Those teams are two great under teams, and they should have fucking went under. Arkansas, Pine Bluff, Jackson State, under 120. A lean, just because that 120 number is giving me trouble in the past.
I hear you.
Gumpy?
I got to lean towards Texas Southern, -8 at home. They're 9-1 at home, 7-3 against the spread at home, 9-3 straight up as favorites, and Alabama State is 2-14 straight up on the road.
Are they?
Yes, sir.
Are they? McQuarrie, you got any other leans?
I mean, I have a couple other leans, but the only one I feel decent enough to talk about is Spurs +2 at home against the Pacers.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God.
I'm just leaning that way. I just love Popovich, man.
You know what? We just crushed Tony.
Yeah, I know. As soon as I said it, I feel like I sucked something out of his soul.
I mean, I don't hate the Pacers today.
Jesus Christ. You did suck it out of my soul, dude.
Sorry, hey, no, that was a last second lean.
Well, why?
Because it was just something. I mean, they're +110 on the money line.
Before,
it was just something I thought about dabbling
episode,
in.
I asked these guys if we should talk about our picks, and they always say no. And I had a feeling.
No, we shouldn't. We should not. We fucking should not. But I think we're on the opposite side of a lot of games tonight because one of my fucking winners is Bama State +8.
Whoa! Bama State.
We're going to war tonight.
Bama State beat Texas Southern by 24 at home. It was 5-point dogs. And they're better on the road, and they're +8. Bama State is 12-8-1 road ATS. They're 2-5 at home ATS. So when they beat Texas Southern at home by 24, it's 5-point dogs. What are we doing here? 11-5-1.
Revenge
one.
Game.
11-5-1. It is. I hate revenge games. Bama State 11-5-1 ATS with equal rest. Texas Southern is 4-9 ATS after a W. We're going head-to-head on this game tonight, Gumpy, and I hope you fucking buckle in because when Bama State comes to play, they don't fuck around.
Woo!
Hey, I'm down about 15 units the past 2 days, so it can't get much worse.
You got a winner? You got some winners for us?
Well, Connor touched on this game, but I'm going the opposite on him here. Pacers -1.5
Attaboy.
The Spurs.
Yeah, tell us why.
Pacers
tell us
are
why.
31-13 straight up as favorites, 30-26-4 against the spread, 16-12-1 against the spread on the road. The Spurs are 3-7 against the spread in their last 10, and 24-33-1 against the spread on the year.
Not great.
I feel like this is a low number for the Pacers here. I like it.
Fucking not great, Connor.
Not great. Not great. I forgot to mention, too, I also had a lean to Cavs money line against the Jazz tonight.
Love the
Cavs. They're +300. It's good value. That's another one
the
of my
Jazz.
Leans.
The Jazz. I don't know what the fuck the Jazz
about
are doing.
As good
lately.
As my Barcelona money line lock.
Connor, you got any other winners, though? Besides Cavs money line lean,
the Cavs money line is a lean, and again, it's a great return +300. My first winner, however, is the Memphis Grizzlies at the Atlanta Hawks over 241.
Okay, those teams will run.
I love the Hawks overs. Exactly, they do run, Tony, especially when Trae Young gets hot. This feels like a little, you know, next 15-year matchup here with John Morant and Trae Young. Atlanta's 19-12 against the spread in home game overs. 26-17 against the spread with one day off on overs. Memphis is 16-12 on overs after a win. And with equal rest, Atlanta is 22-12 on the over, and Memphis is 18-15 on the over. I like the points here. I also am leaning Hawks here. but my winner is over 241.
I love it. Every bone in my body wanted to take Memphis, and then I looked at the trends, and Atlanta just dominates them in the trend game tonight. Yep. My second winner, Gumpy touched on this game, Idaho State, Weber State. I'm not going against you.
Oh.
I'm not going with you. I'm going over the 145, Idaho State and Weber State. Both O's are significantly more sufficient.
Right up.
Efficient than the D's. Idaho State, 4 straight overs, 9-1 in their last 10 to the over, 9-4 away to the over. Weber State, 3 straight overs, 4-1 in their last 5, 7-3 in their last 10. These are all of the overs. 7-3 at home to the over. Those are just a lot of over trends for Idaho State and Weber State over 145. That'll be my second winner. Gumpy.
I've used up all my winners. I only got the animal left in the chamber.
Gumpy, how about you, Bo?
My name's Connor, but I'm picking up what you're putting down. My second and final winner, aside from my animal play, of course, my second and final winner is going to be Dallas, -5 at Chicago. I love betting against the Bulls, and I get in trouble a lot of times because I do it so often, but with Luka missing the last game, it just feels, or the game last night, feels like that he'll come out firing on all cylinders. Chicago's 5-9 against the spread as a home dog. Dallas, 12-3-1 against the spread as an away favorite. They're also 9-6-2 with the rest disadvantage and 28-2 as an away team.
Yeah, I was ready to pound the Mavs tonight.
Yeah. But I sense a but.
The no rest scared me a little bit because their record, they're like 500 no rest.
Yeah. For sure. I'd like the Luka factor here on not playing last night's
game. So he's going to be rested.
So he's rested, and that's all I really need for me to pull the trigger on.
All right. So that's all of our winners, all of our lanes, correct?
Yes, sir.
Gubby, you still have the best animal record? I know it's not me.
That's one thing I'm still winning at.
Yeah, you are, because, I mean, that's why I look at my list, and it doesn't even matter who I pick for the fucking animal play, because I know it's going to fucking lose no matter what. So I basically just threw a fucking dart at this piece of paper and was like, oh, that's my animal play for today. So you could kick us off here.
Here we go. This is actually, I'm going back to how we started, the whale play of the day.
What?
Wow.
North Carolina A&T, the Aggies going to South Carolina State, the Battle of the Carolinas. Give me the Aggies -1, 8-2 their last 10, 10-0 straight up as favorites, 7-3 against the spread their last 10, 9-1 against the spread as favorites, South Carolina State 2-8 in their last 10. Lock it up. Let's go, Aggies.
Connor.
Tony, Gumpy, you know, last week I had a tough week on the animal plays of the day. I really did.
Talk to us, pal.
But it's all going to change tonight with my $50,000 stag play of the day.
Oh, good deer.
And I'm sticking with the deer. The Milwaukee Bucks -4
against the Heat at home.
Against the Heat. The Bucks are 7-1 against the spread on back-to-backs. Yes, they played yesterday.
Yep.
Chris Middleton did not play, so he'll be back tonight.
Okay.
Fresh.
Rested.
Miami, 17-18 against the spread with one day off, and they are an abysmal 14-21-2 against the spread after a win. In the last 10 games, the Bucks are 7-3 against the spread. The Miami Heat, 3-7. We got two teams trending in different directions here, my friends. My $50,000 stag play of the day, the Milwaukee Bucks -4. Lock it in.
Yep, he'd have been going downhill since the AI trade and that whole situation. Mm-hmm. Because before then, we would not have bet against the Heat at home.
No, never.
Never.
But here we are.
My $50,000 Roadrunner play of the day.
What?
Yeah, Roadrunner play of the day is the Indiana Pacers -2 at the San Antonio Spurs. Pacers, guess what? They've won 3 in a row. Wow. I think they finally found their groove with Oladipo.
They might have.
Pacers, 18-15-2 after a W. Not terrible, but you know who's terrible after a W? The Spurs, 8-16. Pacers, 16-12-1 ATS away. Not terrible, but you know who's terrible at home? The Spurs, 9-19 home ATS record. One day off. Pacers, 23-16-2 ATS. Not terrible, but you know who's terrible? The Spurs, 15-22-1 ATS. Pacers, minus the two, on the road, at the Spurs. Roadrunner play of the day.
Wow.
Let's go. Let's go.
You had to throw that fucking Spurs lean out there earlier, didn't you?
I'm most likely, when I say most likely, I mean the bet's already in. I'm parlaying the Spurs and the Cavs money lines, and that is exactly why I threw them in there.
I love it. I fucking love it.
Had to.
Hey, this is gambling, baby.
This is gambling. Hey, that's Vegas.
This is sports entertainment,
this
boys.
This is sports entertainment, boys. FanDuel.com/McAfee. 2 weeks away from the tournament.
So close.
So if you want, I think it's probably like $500 risk-free bet, up to $500 risk-free bet right now on FanDuel.com/McAfee. So you get that money in there now. You know, you build that bankroll for the next 2 weeks until March Madness starts. That's a tournament. I mean, we're going to be in all in on conference championships.
Oh, yeah.
Conference tourneys.
I'll be there. I can't wait.
Are you going to be here?
Yeah. Oh, flying Saturday.
Things are going to get weird. You flying this Saturday?
Yes, sir.
Good luck, boys. I mean, there's going to be some games bet on in this office. At Good Better Bets on Twitter. Good.better.bets on Instagram. MyAction.app/Diggs if you want to follow my bets. MyAction.app/Bubba Gumpino if you want to follow Gumpy's. MyAction.app/Boston Connor if you want to follow his, if he remembers to put his in the fucking app.
I'll remember to forget.
am I Connor, forgetting Connor's anything? Like,
3-3 for the month on
accident. Yeah. Not bad.
Also, myaction.app/Raldi for pucks, picks from the pond.
Oh, yeah.
Picks from
picks
the pond.
From the pond. Picks still from the hasn't pond. Made an appearance.
No, hockey season's around the corner.
He doesn't want to come up here.
Playoffs
right around the corner. He's fighting for that 8 seed. Good day. Good show. Good better bets. Good luck.
Good luck.
Good luck.